Morning, David. Can the would a Labour government look at axing the SkyCity deal?
We won't be incinerating the SkyCity contract. We will be preserving the right of every parliament to make sovereign legislation as required.
So you would legislate over the existing deal? You would
potentially think that we would, but I would reserve the right for future parliaments to address issues of gambling.
Have you spoken to SkyCity management about this particular issue of the re-legislation?
No, we've made no commitments whatsoever to SkyCity, despite what the Prime Minister might say.
So John Key is wrong?
I think he's making it up again.
So John Key is lying because he has said that Labour has told SkyCity that they wouldn't get rid of the deal.
I have made no such commitment.
Have you had any meetings with them? Have you actually met with them? Any of your MPs met with them?
Not that I'm aware of. I have made no such.
Has anybody in the Labour Party given this indication?
I have made no such commitment, and I am aware of no such commitment.
So your message to SkyCity is that a Labour government could get rid of that deal?
My message to SkyCity and to all others is that we will be a principled and rational government, and we will preserve the right of future parliaments to regulate the gambling part.
Would that mean cutting back on the number of machines that they get under the deal that this national government has negotiated?
I'm just not going to get drawn into the detail of situations that we can't yet foresee. I'm taking a principled approach, which is future parliaments have the right to legislate. We're not going to be incinerating a contract, but we are not going to fetter the future.
But you've been critical of the deal. Can't you say whether you would look at reducing the number of
games? It is within scope for a future parliament to look at reducing the number of machines, as it could address other matters of gambling.
So then you could breach the contract if you went ahead and did that. So you leave SkyCity alone, but look at other gambling issues.
It is the right of a future parliament to address issues of gambling. Parliament will take a principled and rational approach, but we won't fetter a future parliament.
So you won't touch that contract then with SkyCity?
I haven't made any specific commitments about that contract.
So a Labour government could reduce pokie machines in SkyCity?
A future Labour government could address issues of gambling harm. If and when it does, it will take a principled and rational approach, but it will not see the rights of future parliaments fettered.
But then we're talking specifically about a contract with SkyCity. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about the general gambling problem. We're talking about SkyCity and the deal that they've got with the government.
It is not appropriate for me to second-guess a commercial contract or the details of a commercial contract in relation to regulatory issues that have not yet arisen. I am taking a principled approach here, which is that any future parliament has the right to legislate. Our government will take a principled approach, but we will not be fettered on matters of gambling harm. It is as simple and as general as that.
Which are the parts of the deal that most concern you?
I'm not going to get into litigating aspects of the contract at this time, but I am being very clear that no commitment has been given to SkyCity or any other party in respect of a future government's role in gambling.
So SkyCity investors out there who are concerned that a Labour government might overturn aspects of this contract to do with the Pokies for Convention Centre, what's your message to those investors? Is that deal safe or not under a Labour government?
My message to them is the same as the message to you, that a future Labour government will take a principled and rational approach to the regulation of gambling harm. No future parliament can be fettered. People entering into those contracts, as in any other contracts, must assess policy risk around future parliaments.
So that is, just to be clear, you could change the contract.
A future parliament could address gambling harm in a way that had implications for that contract.
Labour has aggressively attacked this deal as shonky, so why can't you come out now and say we're going to overturn it or at least pare it back?
Because it is not my approach to litigate the details of commercial contracts in a media stand-up. When we become the government, we will look carefully at issues of gambling harm. We will take a principled and rational approach. To the extent that that contract is inappropriate, it could be subject to a future parliament.
But you can't label it shonky and not say what you're going to do.
this is not the appropriate time for me to enter into a detailed discussion on a clause-by-clause basis for a future Parliament's addressing of the commercial
contract. Yeah, it is the appropriate time, though, to say... It is the appropriate time to say whether that contract is safe or not.
That contract cannot be gold-plated because there is no way under our Constitution that a future Parliament can be vetted. So, therefore, the people entering into that contract do bear some policy and regulatory risk.
So, a David Cunliffe-led Labor government is prepared to ride roughshod over the commercial contract between ScotSat and
Scotland? No, we're not just riding roughshod. We are going to take a principled and rational approach, but we are not going to see the future Parliament fettered from addressing issues of gambling.
Would you be prepared to pay for the convention centre?
That issue does not arise. When we are government next year, that contract would have already been.
Is there a danger you will scare off other investors with these types of positions?
No, because we are going to be a government that grows an economy that will benefit all New Zealanders. It will be an economy that has higher levels of sustainable growth. What we won't do is enter into individual shonky deals with the big end of town, which stretch the regulatory frameworks to and beyond the maximum.
Do you think that MPs deserve a pay rise?
That's a matter for the Remuneration Authority. It's been deliberately taken out of political hands, and I think that's appropriate.
But what's
it's
your...
It's just not a matter for me to have
an opinion. What's your opinion?
It's not a matter for me to have an opinion on. That's a matter for the Remuneration
if
Authority.
If the public asked you, someone who was voting for you, for the Labour Party...
Then I would say I support the process whereby those questions are not a matter for politicians at all, just as other people don't set their own pay.
Do you think you deserve a pay rise?
I just had one.
John,
I'm working hard to earn it.
John Key says no MPs deserve a pay rise.
I think Mr. Key is once again playing cheap politics.
Why?
Because he's saying what he thinks the public wants to hear, even though he was in agreement with the new process, which was to take the matter out of the hands of politicians. He should be good to the principle, which is this is not a matter for us to opine on. This is an independent matter for a statutory body, the Remuneration Authority, to decide.
Has it been taken out of... out of MP's hands sufficiently then, if the Prime Minister can make a statement?
Oh, look, he can opine on anything he likes.
But he can make a submission, as he has been.
He can, and they are free to ignore it, as they probably have.
So you expect that they will have ignored that then?
I think they probably will make a decision based on what they see as the facts and merits of the case. The Prime Minister has no statutory right to order the Remuneration Authority around. He should respect the process that he has set up.